I'm Margaret Feinberg, and this is the Joycast. Friends, I have been waiting for this day, this recording, this big moment, an announcement for a very long time. When I think about it, I'm almost in tears. Those of you who listen to the Joycast know that I have been promising some big news now for almost 6 months. And much of it, just to be honest, it traces back to a simple prayer that I've been praying almost every day. And it is simply this: Holy Spirit, I want all of you. That seven-word prayer, it has wrecked my life in some of the most remarkable ways. My friend Heidi recently asked me, how is your life different now that you've spent a year asking for more of the Holy Spirit? Man, it was a great question. When I think about it, I recognize, there is so much more time in prayer, more studying scripture, more time in asking God to meet and surprise us every time we gather around the table. But there's also more courageous callings to radical obedience, to do the kind of things that just honestly, they just leave me shaking in my boots. The kind of things that make me think, really, God? I'm like your worst choice for this. And yet I am about to cross the threshold. Take a big step and a big announcement. You see, I have felt for many months with incredible weight and clarity that I am to take a huge risk and launch a live event in Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, if you don't live in Utah, that may not sound like a big deal, but very few Christian events, speakers, or concerts come to this region of the country. And if they do, they often don't come back simply because, well, let's just say we don't put the bedazzle in the Bible Belt. And so I am inviting you to the Joy Conference 2020 in the heart of Salt Lake City, May 1 through 2. Now, you may be wondering, Margaret, that is less than 90 days, and why are you just now telling us? And the answer, honestly, is because I have struggled to be able to speak about it until now. I have spent months unable to say the words out loud. Leif has watched me try to talk about it, and I'm honestly a slobbering mess. So all the time that I should have been doing strategic things like marketing and promoting, I have just been praying. And as I pray, I honestly weep. And if you know me, friends, you know I am not a weeper. I am not a weeper. And the last thing I know that I should be doing is announcing the Joy Conference and telling you that I've been in a teary mess, but something has been stirring so deep in me that I have been unable to find the words, the syllables. There is just this deep longing to see God bring revival to our state, to our region, to our nation. And if you look at the map of the United States strategically, you will literally see the spiritual cavern that runs down many of the western mountain states, like Montana and Wyoming and Utah and New Mexico. Some of these states have the highest rates of depression in the nation. In fact, my own state, Utah, was recently ranked number one for major depression in the entire nation. And we have so many faithful saints, pastors, leaders, women, men, children who are here just laying down their lives for the beautiful good news of Jesus Christ. But I don't think it's an accident that it's right here in the heart of all of this that we are launching the Joy Conference. Now, you know that if I am going to throw an event, it is going to be a party. And this celebration is handcrafted for you and for your friends to gather for a Friday night and a Saturday morning to laugh until tears run down your cheeks, to experience rich biblical teaching, and to encounter the healing presence of the Holy Spirit. And of course, You know me, just a few fabulous surprises thrown in. And so what I'm doing is I am inviting you. Will you come? Some of you have never been to Utah before. And all I have to say to that is, what? Friends, this is one of the most gorgeous states you will ever step foot in. So grab some friends and make it a weekend getaway. Explore, shop, eat amazing foods, encounter Jesus anew. Others of you, as I have been talking, I already know that the Holy Spirit is burning inside of you. You are supposed to be here. You know who you are. And so register, get that plane ticket, ask friends to say yes to a road trip and come. And some of you are thinking, but I'm still not sure what I'm walking into. And just so you know, you are not alone. I used to want all of my ducks in a line, quacking on demand in unison. But the more I lean into the power of Holy Spirit, the more I want to leave space for God to meet us and surprise us. What if this gathering goes beyond being a wellspring of renewal and becomes a spark of revival? You see, God is doing something new here, and I don't want you to miss it. And so I've hand-selected speakers whose messages have deeply impacted me, including Lori Wilhite, founder of Leading and Loving It, and Shannon Scott of Church of the City. We're going to have Melt Your Face Off worship and some incredible surprises. And my promise to you is that you will leave the Joy Conference spiritually recharged and empowered to rise up and meet every challenge that comes your way. Because more than whimsy, joy is the weapon we use to fight life's battles. So say yes. Visit margaretfeinberg.com. You can go to margaretfeinberg.com/thejoyconference and you'll see this incredible photo and invitation to learn more and all the details about the conference. And you know what? I can't wait to see you there. Did you know I have some incredible free gifts just for you? Some of you know that in Taste and See, Discovering God Among Butchers, Bakers, and Fresh Food Makers, both the book and the Bible study, I took a culinary journey through the Bible. I descended 410 feet into a salt mine, plucked figs in California, baked bread at Yale University, brought in an olive harvest in Croatia, and graduated from a Steakology 101 course from a butcher who calls himself the Meat Apostle. With each person, I asked, how do you read these passages, not as theologians, but in light of what you do every day? And their answers changed the way I read the Bible forever and the way I approach every meal. Now, if you have purchased either the book or the Bible study for Taste and See, you can claim your incredible free gifts at tasteandseebook.com. These include memorable meal conversation starters, which will remove the awkward from every table you find yourself at. Beautiful recipe cards, fresh recipes, and more. Again, go to tasteandseebook.com, and if for some reason you don't have your receipt number, simply enter the word JOYCAST instead, and we'll get those downloadable gifts sent to you.